It's 88.5 KCSN. Mr. Shovel here. We're now in the performance room, and joining us here, Fits in the Tantrums. Thank you so much for coming by. I mean, we really, really appreciate it. We've been looking forward to it for a long time.
Thanks for having us back. It's been too long since we've been here.
Yeah, and last time, I think it was, we were in a different facility. Yeah.
Let's just say you guys have gotten a major upgrade here. It looks amazing here. I was blown away when we walked in.
We have. It's been a good couple of years for us, as it has been for you guys, too.
I like it. Ascending together, the rising of the phoenix.
Yeah, a lot has gone on in the last few years for you guys. I mean, out of obscurity, really, just bam, it just took off. And I find that honestly very, very inspirational. That you can, you know, you sort of were having different lives, and then sort of later on, bam, a whole new chapter.
Trust me, I think nobody's more shocked than we are. You know, I mean. You know, we just are so fortunate and blessed to have had everything that's happened to us over the last 3 years. You know, there's been a lot of magical, serendipitous moments, but also I can say for each one of us and for this lovely lady here to my left that we've worked our butts off to get here. You know, we never took no for an answer. We did anything and everything. We traveled in the dead of winter when no one else would tour, like Minnesota in January. We were there. You know, we went everywhere, played every little indie record store, and just built a solid foundation and a word of mouth with amazing fans that spread the word about the kind of extraordinary live show that we always try and do, you know. And it's been an incredible journey, and we're super excited to have more than just a dream, the second record out, and to be having people just hear the new songs and the evolution of what Fits in the Tantrums is.
It comes across in the music, in the new songs. The dream for you guys has come true, right?
Oh, for sure. You know, I mean, I love the title of the record. It has so many different meanings. I mean, it is like all of our dreams come true. I love John's interpretation. It's like, yeah, dreams are cool, but you also, it's more than just a dream that gets you there. It's hard work. And I never sort of thought of it in that way either. So, for us, every day is a blessing, honestly.
That's a great point. I want to, before we introduce everybody, point out that in the other room over here, we have the KCSN student interns here from Cal State University, Northridge. And so that is a lesson for them, the hard work lesson, because this is their last day of the semester, and it's their last day with us here doing the internship.
So they're going to go party tonight, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Safely. Safely. Responsibly.
Excuse me, yes.
So we have a little pizza party out here. We're thanking them, and so part of that is they are really excited to be here to watch you perform. And so that lesson of hard work, we want them to take that with them as they travel into the future.
I mean, obviously, it's a good lesson for anybody, you know. I mean, there's very few people that get to, like, just have instant overnight success with whatever they do in their lives. I think we are, all of us, incredibly proud that the success we've had has been coupled with that we worked for it. We really busted our butts. And when no one would pay attention, we just kept banging the drum till it got so loud that the industry and the world overall had to finally sort of pay attention to what we were doing.
Well, we're very, very happy. Speaking of banging the drum, let's introduce everybody on drums over here. We have John Wicks. Thank you. And playing bass, Joseph Cairns. Cairns?
That's right, Cairns, yeah.
Ah, all right. Jeremy.
Yes.
Jeremy, how do you pronounce your last name?
Rezumna.
Now, Jeremy is on keys. He went to school here.
He did. Yeah? He did. His alma mater.
Also, James King over here on the reeds, the flute, the keys.
On everything.
Yeah. You're also, you play with that Broadheads? What is the project?
I do, yeah. I recorded that record. That was a lot of fun.
That's just now coming out. Little plug for that. And, of course, Noelle Skaggs. Hello.
Hello.
Give it up.
Hey. Okay, so it's Fits in the Tantrums live in the studio. It's 88.5 KCSN.
One, two, hey, check, check.
Fits in the Tantrums, live here at 88.5 KCSN. Sounds amazing. Thank you again for coming out here. We know that you have a lot going on right now. It's a very busy time for you and with the new record. And so coming out here to Northridge is a little bit of a chore. So, you know, we really appreciate it.
This is what we're, yeah.
This is awesome. What we do. And honestly, for us, we're in town. We all get to sleep in our beds tonight. Come on.
Yeah, you're heading out in about a week for the rest of forever, right?
Yeah, for definitely for a hot minute. You know, we're doing our whole own headline tour this summer. We're opening up for Bruno Mars a bunch. Oh, wow. We're doing some festival dates. So it is going to be a very, very busy summer for us.
Well, that's great. Congratulations on all of that. And one of the songs on the new album that really kind of speaks to me, and I'm listening to it, you know, and I can tell that the stuff that's going on in the last few years for you guys is coming across in the music. You know, you're having a bit of an experience, you know, kind of a, it's got to be a trip. It's got to be a trip.
Oh, that it is, my friend.
And so Keep Our Eyes Out, I think is the name.
Keeping Our Eyes Out, yeah.
Now, that to me, it sort of speaks to me in a way. It's very inspirational. It's kind of like saying, hey, man, you know, don't give up. You can do this, right? Am I reading this wrong, or is that kind of?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's there.
Yeah, it's like it's kind of like a just looking out for each other type song, you know,
exactly.
Like just kind of I don't know. It's like a very worldly song in that way. I think you can just kind of interpret it how you would like to, but it's definitely about looking out for one another, you know, speaking up for one another, you know, not putting up for, you know, anything. And it's just kind of like a peaceful song in that way.
Yeah, it's kind of uplifting. It's life-affirming.
Yes, for sure. You know, and I think, you know, the thing is that we have been on the road. We've been on this crazy journey, and that has really meant that the six of us are a family. We travel day in, day out, and a lot of times we're away from everybody else in our lives. And the only thing consistent we have is us and our good friends that tour with us, our tour manager and our sound guy. So a lot of times it's us, and life's still happening, you know, great things and tragedy, family tragedies, all of it's happening, and you're not there for it. So we're all sort of there to live the highs and the lows and to carry each other through the daily parts of life that just keep on happening regardless. And the thing is we're in a town that we don't have any connection with, and we're always traveling, and all we have is each other. So as Noel said, it really is about looking out for each other.
And Fitz, I understand that you're going to be a father.
I am.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Very excited.
That's fantastic. So would you like to play that song?
Oh, if we must.
Oh. It's Fitz in the Tantrums, 88.5 KCSN.
Shaking up the games played, calling out to everyone. up for the one thing. Oh God, break through the silence, reach out. We won't be the fallen, stand up. Hear all of the voices, reach out. Stand up for the one thing. Oh God, we won't stay silent till they break, 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 break. Blasting out the airwaves, calling out the loud storm, screaming past the atmosphere, and it won't be long. Shaking up the gameplay, calling out to everyone, reaching out, reaching out. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
KCSN, Fits in the Tantrums, live in the studio. Just sounding amazing. A lot has been made about the sound of the new record. It's an evolution for you. But the music, really not, you know, kind of in the same ballpark. The sound is different. The producer, tell me why or how that decision came to. Let's change it up a little bit.
Well, I just think that for all of us, you know, we've been... this unit, we've been playing nonstop for the last 3+ years on the road, and it just felt like picking up the pieces part two would have been the safest and honestly most boring choice we could have made. You know, it would have been just really, I think we would have just been disappointed in ourselves if we didn't feel like we took some risks and we evolved and pushed ourselves as musicians. Plus, you know, there's so many diverse musical tastes between Noel, James, Joe, John, Jeremy, and myself. We're always influencing each other. And, you know, I think we wanted to really show people that this is more than just a one-label band, like a throwback. You know, I think we wanted to just say, you know, we are going to once and for all truly define the band, Fits in the Tantrums. This is our sound, which on the first record was always, to me, was a hybrid of 60s, 80s, hip-hop, and indie rock, kind of all in a blender. Mm-hmm. But it was on a subtle level. For a casual listener, they'd be like, oh, it's just retro, you know? And to me, it was always way more than that. And I think on this record, we're like, okay, well, we'll show you. We made a much more bold and brazen record with the sort of sounds and the conjunctions and the fusion of different things, to the point where I think you can't completely categorize what our sound is or what the record is. And I know that we all worked so hard. I mean, the number of endless hours that Noel and I sat there late at night just trying to think of one more metaphor to, like, squeeze out of our brains, all of it, like... you know, we all came together in this, like, do or die, like, get it done and get it done now sort of situation. And I know I can speak for all of us to say we're so incredibly proud of this record. You know, I think invariably, you know, we were lucky. We got 99% love on the first record. And I think this record's different. And some people will like it and some people will don't. And I think people that will listen to it over time, it's going to creep in and get an earworm in their head and they're going to hate us for it. But they're going to end up loving this record regardless, you know.
I think it was a good move and I think you should be proud of it. Not only is it a great record, I would say you stepped it up. You've stepped it up since that last record, which was already... you know,
we had
perfect.
To. I think we had to, you know, and we wanted to, like, challenge ourselves and say, like, what are the definitions of what we can define as us, as what is soul, what is funk, what is rock, what is all of it? And, you know, there's only 12 notes in the Western scale. You're not going to ever hear a new chord ever again in your life. So all of it is truly about the creativity with which you blend styles and influences and the landscape, the picture. I mean, I'm a studio nerd. Like, every song to me has to feel like I've been taken somewhere. Like, you can see, is it a dewy forest in the morning, or is it like a moon tundra kind of landscape? Whatever it is, it's always got to have vibe. And I think that that's one of the final frontiers of music, is like, what sort of painting do you create?
Well, that's what I'm amazed about, being that there's only the 12 notes in the Western musical scale. The amount of melodies that you all are able to come up with, it's like you have a melody factory in your head that's just never ending. Where do they come from?
but we work well off of each other, you know? It's like, it really was an all hands on deck situation to get this record done. And, you know, Noel and I, just in terms of melody, we will battle it out and come up with, you know, it's like she'll write a part, I'll write a part, and then I'll say that part, and she'll be like, that's good enough. And we'll literally get into arguments and over the songs. But what happens is that the songs benefit, because through that creative struggle comes something better. And I've always been a believer that, like, working with other people will always create a truly exceptional piece of work, because when it's one person, unless you're, you know, Bach, you know, you don't have the breadth to create the sort of depth and the dimensionality that you need to truly create a great record.
Well, you ought to be proud. We really love the record, man. I mean, the songs, there's not a throwaway on there. It's a great record.
We always say all killer, no filler, my friend.
Yeah, I read that you wrote like 30 or 40 songs for the record, and now there's only 12 on there. So there must be some gems in that pile that you didn't use.
There are. And at the same time, we had to be diligent to say, even though there were some things that were my favorite or somebody else's favorite, where we had to say, like, what we love, okay, we know there's the consensus, and then we would play it for other people, and especially Tony Hoffer, who was sort of our, like, final say outside, and he was like, look, you love that one, but these are the ones that are shining through, like, and that wasn't always what I thought was the answer, or some of the other guys, or Noel in the band, and so it's also sometimes what the world says back to you about the music. And what I love is we've always road tested our songs. You know, we knew Money Grabber was the song because we were playing it for 6 months before the record came out. Everyone always was like, what's that song about? You know, I love it. And for this record, we've done the same thing. And it's like, I keep getting surprised by what people's reaction. Like, I love the fact that you said, can you play Keeping Our Eyes Out tonight? Because I love that track. I love the whole vibe. I love the dub bass in it and the boombastic beat in it. But it's not one that I would thought like you would have liked. So to me, I love that there's something for everybody in it. You know, the songs sort of translate on their own.
Well, thank you again all for coming in. James, Jeremy, John, Joe, Noel, Fitz.
I know you wanted to keep with the J thing because we're so J heavy in this band. Even our sound guy is Jamie. So it's a lot of J.
It's Fitz in the Tantrums live here at 88.5 KCSN. Thank you again for coming. And thanks again to our student interns. We're saying goodbye to them.
Thank you, student interns. You did a fantastic job.
Alyssa,
I
Olivia.
I have no idea what you did, but
Cinda,
fantastic.
Cindy, Laura, Victor, Chris, thank you so much for a great semester of work.
Cindy, Laura,
we appreciate
Victor,
it.
And
Fitz
Chris.
In the Tantrums. It's 88.5 KCSN.
This is 6 a.m.
Girl, I get tired of sleeping alone in my bed. I really need you now. I've been trying to get back to the visit we had, but see, I don't know how. There's no way to conceive the right plans in my head. I just can't hold them down. did not